Another day of anti-Japan street protests, while across China hundreds of Japanese restaurants and factories remained closed, fearing more mob violence, which has already seen Japanese supermarkets smashed up and car showrooms set on fire. Protesters denouncing Japan for its control of the tiny uninhabited Senkaku Islands. But today was also the anniversary of Japan's 1931 invasion of China. Chinese state media urged no more violence, and the United States Defense Secretary visiting Beijing called for restraint. Washington has said it will not take sides in this. The Senkaku Islands are held by Japan but claimed by China, which calls them Diaoyu. China's defense minister says Beijing wants a peaceful outcome and is ready to work with the Japanese government in resolving the island status. For now, Japanese businesses in China are the ones counting an immediate cost. But China and Japan are the world's second and third largest economies, and if this standoff continues, there's the risk of an economic impact elsewhere. And here in the region, there's also the chance of the use of force. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin in Tokyo.